From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
All the caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned, because you know I got a lot of all that stuff.
You do.
And with me is my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Good afternoon. Nice to be here.
It's great to be here. It's great to have some guests in the studio, because we had some...
A couple weeks.
We had some call-ins. It's just nice to have people to, here with us. So,
I have something to congratulate Debbie Cell Savage.
Yes.
Key Training Citizen of the Year Award.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so well-deserved.
And she didn't even know.
No.
She was just going to the thing, because she's such a
good woman,
person.
Debbie Cell Savage, has a company, Coping with Dementia. She's the one that did the conference like I'm doing in January. Oh. And she got this big award the other day, was surprised, which is very fabulous. And,
How lovely.
You saw everything she wrote about, like, oh, other people deserve it more than me.
Nobody deserved it more.
Yeah. Oh.
They'll have their year.
Yeah. Oh. So, yes. So that's all good. They're going to be on the show in a couple weeks.
Oh, good. I like them.
Yeah, and Maureen and Brian are coming back.
Oh, I love them.
So it's we get all our favorites, you know.
Well, then you can. Good for you.
Yes, again.
Yes, we can.
Jack didn't show up. His name's not Jack.
No.
I call... What's his name? Who's coming today?
Steve.
Halstead, yes. I call him Jack. He reminds me of my husband.
There you go.
The smile.
Well, so that's not bad.
And I forget his name.
So
I always call
him Jack. It's a beautiful energy.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, he's just got that.
He does, yeah.
Yeah. Well, welcome, Steve and Jack.
And we have Avery on the board today. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you, ladies?
We're joyful and grateful. All the time.
And I'm just good.
You're just good. Well, years ago, I was like going through a tough time. People say to me, how you doing? I'd say, I'm hanging in there. Well, first of all, nobody wants to hear that. And second of all, who wants to be hanging in there? That's a horrible thing to say.
And that was my... I always said it.
It's terrible.
That was my expression.
So I said, I'm never saying
allowed.
This again. Mm. I always say I'm joyful and grateful. And some people go... I go, some days I'm joyfully challenged, but I'm always grateful.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it's
great.
True.
Right?
So the two ladies that I'm chatting with right now is... I'm going to let you say your last name. Jennifer?
Henyes.
And Sonia?
Quijada.
And we're here to talk about yoga for caregivers and their new initiative, and a lot's going on. So, but first I want to give a shout out to our newest listeners. Oh. We have Savannah and Tira Verde.
She should move to Savannah.
Jasmine in Tampa. And Riley in Pennsylvania.
Well, welcome, ladies.
I always say there's plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table for new listeners. Mm-hmm. Whether you listen to the show live, whether you go to the podcast, or whatever. I just really want to bring information out there for caregivers. And a couple of laughs and some tears going in and stuff. But just really want to get to you guys, because I know this is what people say to me. I'm not a caregiver, I'm just the faithful spouse, I'm just a good daughter, I'm not... No, you are a caregiver, and when you learn how to be a better caregiver, you get to be the daughter. Mm-hmm. You get to be the spouse.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, right? Mm-hmm. So ladies, tell us a little bit how you started your initiative, what you're doing, because it's all just fabulous.
Well, thank you. So we kind of got together. We started this during COVID, right at the onset of COVID. So,
wow. Oh my goodness,
yeah,
there were gifts of COVID.
We didn't plan it that way.
Yeah,
it
was our silver lining, really. And I come from a background in working for the Department of Veterans and Administration, and so I spent 20 years working for the VA, and the last 10 or so working for the National Caregiver Support Program in Washington, D.C. And I left there and to be here closer to family, right? And as soon as I left, I found myself at the cusp of the pandemic. So I was trying to figure out, like, how can I get involved no longer being in the healthcare system? What can I do to give back? And I was a new yoga teacher, and I created this community, Yoga for Caregivers, really as a community care project, a grassroots you know, offering, really. And it really just kind of took off, and we ended up recruiting a lot of yoga teachers who are also caregivers or former caregivers. And, you know, with the timing of the pandemic, so many of them were out of work because the yoga studios had shut down, right? We lost a lot of businesses permanently across Pinellas and Hillsboro. And not everybody could pivot to an online community, right? It's hard.
It was hard for everybody. It was hard for the people to accept an online community.
And not everybody, all the teachers and the technology, there was a learning curve. So people were just really available and interested and...
And needing it, because with the pandemic and the shutdown, a lot more people became caregivers than unexpectedly than ever even thought or planned on. Right? Suddenly we were caregivers.
There were people that brought their people home from communities.
Yes.
Back home.
Right.
There were people that couldn't get home health care. There were.
So this is how Sonia and I met. Sonia and I met through this COVID-inspired project, and we have one other partner, Ellen McKay. She's a social worker like me and a trained yoga teacher, and the three of us really just got together and cultivated this community, and we call it Akula. So it's a caregiver Kula. And
what is Kula?
Kula is the Sanskrit word for like-minded people.
Oh, I like that.
Yes. So it's sort of a word of, you know, sort of your village or your tribe, your heart circle.
It's a community of the heart. That's really what it is.
I love
it's
that.
An intentional.
How do you spell that?
Kula.
Thank you.
I heard it then. Coolah.
Well, you are cool.
So we cultivate this, you know, intentional community of the heart, and everybody that's there is volunteering and dedicating their time, their talents, and over time we've migrated from just offering yoga classes to offering different mindful movement classes. We're doing Qigong now. We do breathing classes. We're doing emotional freedom technique, tapping classes.
Heart coherence, meditations.
Yes, and it's really just been a beautiful
We should do some tapping
community.
On the conference. And we'll talk later.
Is it all online?
Yes.
Are you eventually going to not have it all online?
I think we'd love to be in person along the way. I mean, that's just part of the synergy of people, right? The connection of group dynamic. But as you're probably finding here with your caregiver connection, the audience has now become not local.
Which is wonderful.
And I don't have to leave the house.
Right.
And I don't have to find somebody to take care of my loved one.
There are probably some people that could gather in person in this city. But on the other hand, then it alienates and disengages the people who would love to be doing something with us in person, but they're in another city.
Right. There's airplanes.
So there's a piece of that. Also, the reality of caregiving is that it's a lot harder to leave the house or to set up,
but it makes
you feel
better
to get out. Yes, but there are other places to be or other opportunities, other avenues for that versus what we're offering and what we're bringing together.
One of the things, I mean, we did do a couple of wellness retreats, virtual wellness retreats with different speakers from across the country, and that was really successful. And we'd love to be able to do a wellness retreat in person in Tampa Bay. We just have a lot going on, but it's on our radar for sure.
And we're going live now.
Yeah.
We are going live.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
My conference that I'm having in November, which I know is going to be very successful, I'm planning to do it every 6 months after that.
Nice.
And after that, it'll be live. And, you know, I'm talking about the St. Pete Digitorium. I was talking to them yesterday and some different things.
In person.
So how fabulous
is
that?
Much more fun.
But
it's
you would
so
have
fun.
It both ways.
It's great.
Yeah, both together.
The hybrid. Yeah,
the hybrid.
Now we've created
everything
this
is
awareness.
That
that we can do something in, well, like us, the four of us, we're sitting here in person.
Exactly.
But our listeners are
everywhere.
Over the internet. So it's how it goes now.
Yeah.
We can get both.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And it has opened up so many more opportunities. Now, I feel so with my support groups. Arden Quist just said to me the other day, "You ready to go live?" I love live.
Well, this is live.
I said I want to do both.
This just isn't, you know,
I want to do both. So I want to have that live group because there are caregivers, especially male caregivers over the age of 70, that are never going to go on a line to a support group.
Mm-hmm.
But they will come to Arden Courts and meet me, you know, kind of thing. So
nice.
I want to keep not stop the Zooms,
Yeah.
But then go back, have them both.
Right.
To get out, and they can bring their, who the person is caring for with them. Oh, yeah,
especially my support groups that are in quotes, they'll give free respite care to the caregiver. Oh, so they can bring the other one with them there.
That really helps.
That makes a bit different.
Yeah,
then your brain, you know, they can really absorb.
Well, and then their loved one gets to see what the community is like already.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when we had lunch, Linda threw a luncheon after COVID when we could go out at Queen's Pizza.
Just a bunch of my caregivers.
Mm-hmm. And there was one lady there and sitting next to me, and she said, I said, you can leave your husband. She says, I can leave him for a few hours, and it's okay. So she said, but I told him. He said, where are you going? And she said, I'm going to a caregiver support group. And he said, I think I need one of those.
That's great.
But then it's great, like Kate McCarty has the memory cafes.
Yeah.
Where you can go with your your loved one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there are so many more opportunities. When there I first started doing this, people didn't even identify themselves as caregivers.
Right.
So
right.
I had to like educate them before I could help them. And nobody was talking about Alzheimer's and dementia like they are now or anything else. Now it's every day on TV.
And we find that. And that's been helpful that we've been able to bring up that conversation of, yes, you are a caregiver, and this is why you need the self-care. And this is why the Yoga for Caregivers as a private Facebook group allows the interaction, if that's what they're looking for and seeking, but it also allows them to join us in live presentations when we do the yoga classes or the mindfulness or the meditation or the tapping or the Tai Chi. Yeah.
What is tapping?
Tapping is the accessing, it's
emotional freedom technique.
That is one time, the EFT tapping, and it affects your nervous system by lightly hitting your nerves, and so it affects your glands, and it softens, it calms down the vagus nerve, that connection between brain and heart, so it soothes the adrenal glands.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Can you do it to yourself?
That's how you do it.
Our classes will show you. And what's fabulous about having it be on the Facebook in particular is that it's recorded there. It's there. It's archived. So you can scroll back. So if you miss us live because you're busy doing something else, you can scroll through and find the class that
Facebook.
You want.
Yeah, it's not on YouTube.
It's in our community. So it's online. We have a private Facebook community. We have around 350 or so caregivers in our tiny kula there. And we like Sonia said, we have these classes in short bursts. So we're not having an hour's class, right?
It's too long.
We have 5 minutes class. We have a 20 minutes class, right? So we have a variability.
Sometimes it's 30 or 35 minutes. That's about the most that we'll do. Because then you can fit it into your day when you've got that break.
Right.
But just when you need it.
Because you don't want to be stressed in the class.
Right.
Well, look at your 3 minute. 2 minute tips.
Yes,
exactly.
Those are
perfect.
Huge.
Yeah,
exactly. You've got 2 minutes. But when I first learned about EFT, I lived in my older house, so it was a long time ago. And I was going through really some tough times, whatever. And so Catherine taught me, you know, woo woo. She calls it woo woo, Catherine.
But it's so
and
helpful because it's mind body connection.
And then it was like this, and I remember texting her and saying, my top lip is black and blue.
And then you do right here in the thymus, right here into the sternum.
Yeah.
Yep, and across the clavicles.
And it calms you down.
It soothes this autonomic nervous system.
Yeah.
Yes. It interrupts the cortisol. It interrupts that fight or flight reaction.
Oh, because I find deep breathing helps.
Man. Yeah, also. Similar. That can also be very good.
Not that I have
anything to be stressed about, honestly.
But we had a caregiver recently who shared with us that she learned this technique in our community, and she suffers with white coat syndrome, you know, when you get that anxiety and the elevated blood pressure.
My
when
husband had that terribly.
Well, she tried this technique in the waiting room, and she told us that she went to the doctors 3 times and did not have this white coat syndrome after what we've taught her to do.
But everybody stayed away from her.
They're like, she's doing something.
What is she doing?
Right, yeah. Exactly. I think it's becoming more common. You'll see people. So some of these techniques are used even with, with children, but all demographic for handling anxiety in particular.
And anxiety.
I've got.
It's like huge.
So
It's like stress is the number one killer in America, really.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, because
it leads to everything else.
Right.
Right. And that's the basis, right, for our project is trying to teach caregivers how to cope and manage with their stress.
Some
and
self-care skills.
We evolved from Yoga for Caregivers into a new nonprofit startup. And so this is a virtual nonprofit, right? And it's the focus of it is really to offer holistic wellness education and programs aimed at caregivers to improve their well-being. So
can it be used on children?
The EFT in general, you're asking? Yeah,
Yeah. Maybe you should learn that before you go away.
I got a candidate, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I do, and I got a whole thing for you. No, but it's real, you know, we're way overdrugged. We're all way overdrugged.
Yeah.
So anything that we can do to bring that down, and anything,
well,
you know,
like the breath work that you've mentioned, yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's so important. And you know, years ago, Rosalind Carter said, you either are a caregiver, you have been a caregiver, you will be
That's
a caregiver.
Right. Yes.
So I say it's an equal opportunity employer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody's going to get their chance.
Mm-hmm.
But how you handle that is going to make all the difference
all the
in the
difference.
World.
Yes.
Yeah.
And asking for help and accepting help. Because I say to caregivers, sometimes you got to be a little tough with caregivers. Mm-hmm. I say, if you don't take care of yourself, you're doing an injustice to
Absolutely.
Your loved one.
It's that safety message, right? That you have to put your oxygen mask on first and then take care of the other person, or you won't be around long enough to really help the people that you care about.
Well, then your worst nightmare comes true.
Right? Yeah, that's right. And there's a lot of evidence-based research behind that, right? That if caregivers are really taking care of themselves and they're engaging in these kinds of self-care activities regularly, that it actually improves the quality of care of their care recipient, and there are less hospitalizations. There's a lot of Medicare data on that, actually. So we're really trying to take what we know from the research and what we also know from evidence-based research with yoga practices and helping lower anxiety, lower depression, help manage post-traumatic stress symptoms, right? All of
lower blood pressure, keep the equilibrium going, help your lymphatic system, help your endocrine system, help your limbic system even, right? Managing emotions. It's all so, so important.
And movement.
And the somatic movement, that mind-body connection, moving helps push those molecules of emotion. It gets our issues out of our tissues, right?
So
And then we can cope, then we can handle the stuff that life hands us. And so we make sure that this Facebook group, it is a private Facebook group, so you have to, you find us, you look us up, Yoga for Caregivers, and it's a numeral four, request, you have to request.
Yeah.
But that way, because it's a private group, it's a
more
safe
of a community.
Space. It is a community. And then we feel like we're family. We're in this together.
Nice.
And there's room for more. There's always room for more. So just look us up, request to join, and then be a part of all the good exchanges and the conversations and the offerings that we have.
And knowing
of
that
welfare.
You're not alone.
Right.
That's the biggest thing, knowing that you're not alone.
And, this is a no-judgment zone, right? And the classes that we offer are aimed really to all levels, but in particular, beginners, right? And we want to try to teach caregivers to try to... that you don't have to be flexible, right? You don't have to be flexible to try yoga or
She's
be a
so
yogi.
Flexible.
You know, you don't have to be a certain age or a gender, you know,
or any body shape or body
size. That's right.
Size.
Yoga is really for
well,
everybody.
You know, I've always wanted to do
for
it.
For everybody.
I've never done it. I've talked about it
I've
for 30 years.
Oh, you got to join our
I
group, Lynn.
I on the beach one time. She never went.
But do you have to be a caregiver?
No.
Or just caring for yourself to go to anything?
Yes.
For our group, we want our group to be caregivers or having been a caregiver. If you've been a caregiver, you qualify because you still have that element, that wisdom to share and contribute and be a part of our KULA. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So maybe we're going to get you in the KULA now.
Yeah. So we define caregivers really as family caregivers, chosen family caregivers, and medical professionals. And we also do some work with, some corporate yoga and medical professional world. We are doing desk side yoga and working with EAP companies and other providers in the medical arena. And we're doing that as a way to raise revenue to sustain our nonprofit so that we can do the things for free that we want to be able to do with the family care.
I have to hook them up with that corporate training place. So I do work as a corporate trainer.
Oh.
and go in and speak on different. And so it's the company I work for works with companies that have EAP programs.
That's what we do.
I'll have to hook you up with them.
Because employee emotional wellness and employee wellness is so fabulous. And they talk about research and evidence about the recidivism, right? And the attendance and the brain clarity, the creativity.
You know, years ago I spoke at Honeywell. And so one time I went to speak about mindful meditation. The second time I think I talk about stress on the job. No, it was a senior issue. And then the third time maybe it was stress on the job. And when I went to the third time, the place was full. And they said, we just came here because you are here, Linda. And can you tell us about an elder care attorney? Do you know the difference between Alzheimer's and dementia? And I was like, look what your people are
asking.
They need.
It's
great.
Amazing how many employers don't know of their employee population who are caregivers or not. And it makes such a difference in their mindset. And if that employee is carrying that weight of being a caregiver in addition to being a family member or a parent, right? It is so key for employers, for supervisors to know who are caregivers. And I think you'll be surprised how many are caregivers.
Yeah. So we've been working with some of the city leadership in different cities across Pinellas. And in particular, I've been working with Dr. Kanika Tomlin, the deputy mayor of St. Petersburg, right? She has a background in healthcare management and certainly can understand what it's like to be a caregiver. And we really got her buy-in to be sort of a champion of caregivers and caregiver wellness. And she really would like to champion this issue, I think, across Pinellas and work with us. And one of the things we asked her to consider is doing a survey of the employees at the city of St. Pete so that we could identify what the city could do to support caregivers.
That would be great.
We also
Largo needs you too, though.
One day, one town at a time. But right now, we want to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the TanTalk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Everyone at one time or another experiences so much stress, physical, emotional, and mental, that their brain seems to freeze in place. Lauren McLaughlin has been an emotional support coach for over 25 years and was also a caregiver for her husband John for 10 years. Emotional support coaching for caregivers is all about having the freedom to say out loud without fear of judgment or criticism all the random thoughts that have gone in and out of your mind. Many caregivers receive enough help in one session to create their own healing plan. Others may want a bit more coaching, but Lauren McLaughlin has a maximum limit of 3 sessions. If you sincerely want to build a new future, that much coaching will be more than enough. All sessions are on Zoom for 45 minutes. Contact Lauren by email at godbless@tampabay.rr.com to set up an appointment for your caregiver support coaching session. Caregiver support sessions were previously priced at $45. They are now available to our listeners on a love offering basis. You decide what price you want to pay for your personal session.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
So, caregivers, you are thinking about it because I'm starting to get emails from people saying, I accepted help.
Wow.
Yeah, because what I say every week, when someone offers to help you, say thank you very much.
Yes.
And I just want you to remember, caregivers, you're not the only one that can wash dishes. You're not the only one that can do laundry. Mm-hmm. You're not the only one that can spend time with your loved one. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you, not
do
your
yard
laundry.
Care. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, let people help you out. So ladies, what is your website? And you're giving me all your information for everybody, because I think we have like the Mr. Stephen Halstead on the phone.
Great. We can't wait to chat with him too. We are Yoga for the number 4 Caregivers on Facebook. And we also have a YouTube page, Yoga for Caregivers. We're also on Instagram, Yoga number 4 Caregivers, and on Pinterest too.
There you go.
Wow. I don't go on all those things.
Gotta get around.
But a few of them.
Hey, Stephen.
Hi. Good afternoon, lady.
How are you today?
I am wonderful.
Lynn is so disappointed you're not in the studio.
Well, I am too.
Yeah, so are we, Stephen.
I'm so excited to hear that Jennifer was coming on. I'm a big supporter of what she and Sonia are doing. And, of course, what you and Linda do as well.
What's her name?
Yeah, what's her name?
Yeah.
So, well, do you know she calls you Jack?
Oh.
Lynn calls you Jack because that was her husband's name, and you have the same smile as her husband.
Oh, gosh.
So we might start calling you Steve Jack.
Okay, I've been called much worse.
So, Steve, let's talk a little bit about the LGBTQ initiative for caregivers.
Yeah, so one of my passions, I am a certified senior advisor, which basically means I pass a test. saying that I'm able to understand, you know, aging process in people and work with them closely. And I've done that for years. But I really am interested in advocating for the aging community and that are LGBTQ, because, as you guys have been talking about, and know very well, seniors tend to start to disappear after a certain age, you know, after 60. And, LGBT, you throw those numbers in there and it gets even more
crazy.
Minority. Yeah. And so I am part of Better Living for Seniors, which is a group under the Area Agency for Aging of Pasco and Pinellas. And we are called the LGBT Elder Initiative, and our job is to do that, to train and to talk about and bring resources into professionals to help them understand the cultural competency and understanding of the LGBT community, just to make sure that they're servicing them to the best of their ability.
Well, because some of them don't have a clue. You know, years ago there was a story, Lynn and I were talking about it earlier, and there were two women that were partners for years. And then they needed to go into a community together. And so when they went into the community, they said they were sisters.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So they live in the community. They make friends with some people. They are good friends. And then the laws change and they can get married. So they get married and they go back and have dinner with all their friends. And they're so excited. And they say to all their friends, we're not really sisters. We got married. And they never ate with them again.
Oh.
They ended up, they had to move out.
It's horrible.
How sad is that?
It's terrible. Not only sad, it is terrible. And we've got to stop doing this to people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any people.
Right. Mm-hmm. Forcing them to lie that, when I'm military, so I'm a retired soldier, so I know firsthand and served with and knew well the LGBT community who were service members, who were soldiers. They weren't allowed to be public. They certainly weren't allowed to declare it or say it.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Well, that was one period of it, certainly. And so those of us who cared for our service members, we knew, right, and would honor or respect and treat with dignity and not invade or invite or be get involved in private lives, because we knew that was their only sacred space to be who they really were when the uniform came off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and as a social worker, right here at Bay Pines, actually, I worked geriatric primary care and hospice community services and worked with a lot of World War II veterans, male and female, who were gay, right, and afraid to tell their healthcare providers and not be their authentic selves, afraid to have home health workers come in, and they would literally be taking down their pictures from their home and not want certain people to visit them, right, with their partners at home. And it was a difficult,
it's heartbreaking.
Yeah,
it's heartbreaking.
It really was.
Because they can't be their true, valid, authentic, full selves. Or feel like they can. And that's really the space that we need to provide whoever we are in our community, the honor, treating other people with dignity and respect, with grace and with love, is to hold that space and allow you to be your authentic self.
Just stop the damn judging.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, I'm older, of course, but I went to...
Well, and you look it.
I know. When I was in high school, I just found out recently that one girl who used to hang out with us was gay. Mm-hmm. And I just started crying because she had to hide that from us back then. Mm-hmm. I would hope I wouldn't have.
Right.
Yeah, I grew up with that.
Oh, sure. Steve, it makes me cry that you had to hide.
Well, and Jennifer talked earlier, I was listening before I called in, and she talked about how she defines what a caregiver is, and you too, Linda. And I think it's time for, you know, the medical field, and you know, they have to redefine what a caregiver is. Because when it comes to caregiving and the LGBT community, we're talking about huge deficits of services available or services available to the family themselves if they are the caregiver.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So that's part of why. So I had connected, right, with a veteran, a trans man veteran, who's also a caregiver for his veteran father. He's a social worker. He's a former colleague of mine at the VA. And we connected and we launched an LGBTQ Caregiver Center initiative. And it's specifically targeted at outreaching to LGBTQ caregivers and those who care for LGBTQ individuals. And we're taking the same holistic wellness model that we're using for Yoga for Caregivers and our nonprofit, and hoping to deliver education and wellness programs to LGBTQ caregivers. But we're also in the process of building a really robust online directory. So we have lgbtqcaregivers.org now, and we're in the process of you know, working with partners and developing a really vetted and trusted resource space where people can go to access information and not have to fear discrimination about, you know, which agencies they might be working with. And we're super excited to partner with people like Steve and Pinellas and see how we can outreach specifically to LGBTQ caregivers. We're doing, we're supporting a researcher out of Emory University who's running a study right now called Equality in Caregiving.
That's right.
And what she's aiming to do is to have focus groups with LGBTQ caregivers and understand their unique needs and their challenges, right? And she wants to take that then and turn around and develop a specific caregiver education training program that meets these caregivers where they are with their unique needs, which is so important. So we're super excited about the relationships that we're building in this new initiative.
Because I think there are a lot of people out there that really want to help.
Yeah.
I think there are a lot of people that really do care.
Yes.
We just got to hook them up.
Exactly.
You know, and like I said earlier about not judging, you know, I say this all the time. We're all the same schmoes.
Yes,
exactly. We want our health. We want a roof over our head. We want to be loved. We want a few things.
That's
we may have different hobbies or interests, but we're exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
And when you realize that, it's so much easier.
Yeah.
With age comes wisdom, honey.
Yeah.
You know, we went through the changes over the years, obviously. And you talked about the don't ask, don't tell, and that kind of turned into the Born This Way movement. And I am like, we need to get past all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Let people be who they are and not care.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Without a label, without a program, without a caveat. Yes.
Right.
It's a shame you need these programs.
Mm-hmm. Right. We are humans.
Well, and the other thing that we want to emphasize is that within the LGBTQ community in particular, that this is not just a senior and an aging issue, right?
No, that's true.
And that the typical, quote-unquote, typical LGBTQ caregiver is just 42 years young. So we're talking about a young population who's out there potentially caregiving for a parent and maybe dealing with a parent who really didn't accept them, right? So there's all of these things that these caregivers...
I didn't even think of that because I've already had the topic in support groups. How do I care for my mother when she beat me all my life or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And which is a hard topic. And I always say, if any way you can forgive, you can forgive.
Right.
And if you can't do it, then maybe you've got to find somebody else that can come in and step in. Maybe you can't do it.
So can you imagine trying to, you know, possibly being a son and taking care of your father who maybe threw you out of the house and didn't respect who you were? And there's just so many issues with that. And the research shows us that LGBTQ caregivers are really different, not just because they're younger, but they are racially and ethnically more diverse, right? And they have more intensity caregiving tasks compared to non-LGBTQ caregivers. So they're more involved in the bathing and the dressing, and they actually tend to live with the person that they caregive for, and they're alone. They tend to not be married. They don't have extended family or, you know, families of origin.
And they don't know their resources.
They don't know their resources, and they're afraid to seek the help and support because they're afraid of discrimination and denial of services. So we really need to wrap our arms around this group as a community and amplify their needs and their voices and try to find a way to offer trusted supports.
That's why we partner with people like Jennifer.
I just saw that there's a new movie coming out with Mark Wahlberg, whose son is gay.
Yeah,
it's just brand new. I just saw it on the news. They say there's Oscar buzz around him. He takes a journey. His son commits suicide, and he takes a journey because he didn't tell him it was okay and that kind of thing. So that's a good thing to have.
Mm-hmm. We need that education
out Mark Wahlberg. He's so cute.
Well, and that's something, right? That's
right, Stevie's a cutie.
That's Steve.
We might call him Mark Jack Wahlberg.
Yes. Good idea.
Well, so that goes to cultural competency, right? We need to make sure that our home health agencies, the people that are dealing with our seniors and our caregivers and long-term care facilities, right, understand the unique needs and are trained. They need cultural competency training. And I know, Steve, you offer that in your,
We do. That's part of the LGBT Elder Initiative, but we partner with Epic Generation. Well, I was one of the founding members of Epic Generations through Empath Health to go out and do this, and it's a free training. And I know so many people, Linda, you know this, and they love me, and they say, Steve, you're wonderful. But when it comes down to holding them to the fire and saying, hey, we need to get in your building and train your staff on these issues, I get crickets.
So the
really
wants to do it. And I don't think it's personal. I just think that people don't know how to handle the situation. They're afraid of it.
So the Human Rights Campaign, which is a large advocacy organization for LGBT community and allies, has found that there's about 18%, only 18% of long-term care facilities across the country have anti-discrimination policies at their facility that address this. And so there's a deep, serious need for this kind of education. I know my nonprofit is offering this education. We've already partnered with folks like Lisa Gibbons and other organizations that we're doing this as a paid service because we're, again, using the funds to help generate building this robust, you know, resource and stuff for the community. So we have definitely experts from research and in the consulting world who offer this cultural competency training. So we're hoping to be a new resource provider as well.
And so if somebody's interested in that, how do they contact you?
LGBTQcaregivers.org is where we are.
And what about you, Mr. Halstead?
They can do the LGBT Elder Initiative Pinellas.com.
But we're super excited to work with Steve. He was one of the biggest champions when we first launched and has really just been a great partner and an advocate. And, you know, we're in lockstep. We have a lot of the same values. And I just know we're going to be great strategic partners as we move forward.
Yes, most definitely. All right, well, hang on. We just have to hear from our wonderful partners. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
Tampa Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
And we're off. That means you need to get your pen and paper because Lynn's got good stuff to tell you, right, Lynn?
I do.
Yeah, you do.
to RSVP for any of the following events, please go to lindaburhans.com. Send Linda a message and she will send you the link. On August 5th at 11 a.m. Eastern and 10 a.m. Central, Arden Courts presents Conversations with Tam Cummings on Zoom. Dr. Cummings will discuss how you can improve communication with persons living with dementia. She has a monthly, right?
Yes, it's a monthly seminar. She gives
the announcement. That's what this one's going to be about.
Yeah.
And then Debbie Sell Savage, the winner of the Key Training Citizen of the Year Award.
Yeah, yeah.
And president of Coping with Dementia, is having live seminars in Citrus Hills at Grand Living on August 11th and September 8th.
Live is good.
Yeah. Please call 352-422-3663 or 352-301-8500 for more info. Then on November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, Linda Burhans will host the Connecting Caregivers Conference on Zoom. Tam Cummings will be the headliner.
Yes.
As we get closer to the date, lots more info.
Bought the domain name. It's ConnectingCaregiversConference.com. And the first week in August, everything will be up on the website. And I'm excited to say we have Dr. Tam Cummings, we have Dr. Kate McCarty, Seasons Hospice, Dr. David Bernstein, Officer Joel Quattlebaum, Dr. DeLon Canterbury, Pastor Kurt Seifelt, We Are Dementia Strong, Coping with Dementia, Parkinson's Foundation, Sustainable Caregiving, Attorney Stephanie Edwards, and Liberate Physician Services. So we are coming right along. Also, this July 29th, there is a virtual Fearless Caregiver Conference. I spoke at this one last year, or the year before, I think. It's from 10 to 1 p.m. It says, bring your questions to the experts. Get family members to help. Balance work, family, and caregiving. Convince dad to stop driving. Good chance. Persuade mom to listen. Good chance. Get support when you want it. So if you want any of that information, just go to my website.
And that's
please.
On July 28th?
July 29th at 10 a.m. Okay. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel. Because the more subscribers, the more we can get the word out there, and it's starting to really hop along. So, thanks so much. So, Steve, what's the last thing you would like to say to our caregivers today?
Well, I think the most important thing for people to realize is do not hesitate to ask for help. Mm-hmm. Period. Just ask. And if you don't know who to ask because you feel like you're lost, reach out to one of us or reach out to somebody because we'll be happy to get you the information you need.
Exactly. I always say we're so blessed to be in this Tampa Bay area, to be surrounded by professionals that really want to make a difference.
Yeah.
That really do work well together. Because, you know, I go speak in other states and go to different places. It's not like here. So we are very blessed to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Very blessed. Thanks for being with us, Steve, today. We really appreciate you. And Lynn and I look forward to seeing you live really soon.
I'll see you real soon. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks. Have a delicious weekend, my friend.
Bye.
All right, ladies, let's give your... what's the last thing you want caregivers to hear?
I think we want to just...
Do a little yoga?
Yeah. We just want to empower caregivers to take micro steps to their wellness, right? We don't want them to feel overwhelmed by just thinking, oh, we got to take an hour's class. Take 5 minutes for yourself. Just start
small.
Can
you do yoga in 5 minutes?
Yes.
Well, do you want some?
Yes.
Let's do some right now.
Can we do a few minutes?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. All right. So take a seat in your chair. Uncross your
sitting.
Legs. Now sit in the forwards, move to the forward edge of your chair. Sit to the front edge of your chair.
I'm doing yoga.
And press your feet on the floor. So you're going to feel your shoes if you have shoes on.
Okay.
So press your feet into the floor. Walk your feet forward enough that your ankles are below your knees. We spend a lot of time tucking our feet under.
Yes.
So I want you to move your feet forward enough that you're 90 degrees, like we look like a stick figure. Now,
I have big feet, no problem.
Yeah, now take a look at your lap. And widen your legs so you've got that space between your knees so that your knees reflect. Okay, press your hands on your thighs. Inhale, lift your ribs, lift your heart, but soften your shoulders. And breathe. Uh-huh, let's do it again. Inhale, lift your ribs, lift your heart, but soften your shoulders. And then sigh it out. One more time. Inhale, lift your ribs, sit up tall, press your hands into the lap. Exhale, soften, sigh it out. Now bring your chin to your chest and then lift your chin back to facing forward. And that was 1 minute of yoga.
Was that nice?
You feel I'm a relaxed, yoga expert you? Now.
But really,
it's I just, know because you know, I always wanted to, but I'm not good at joining groups.
You tell me how many minutes we have. We can do all sorts of things in whatever minutes
we
have.
Oh, you see, I'm going to be doing it.
Yeah, it's good.
Because every time you say, oh, I want to do yoga. Oh, downward dog. I mean, that's
what
all
you hear. What is that? Yeah.
That's all you hear. I like this one. It's good. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I find it's funny all the time when I have to tell my caregivers, breathe. Breathe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just breathe.
Exactly.
And one of my caregivers says, whenever I'm in a really bad situation, she goes, what would Linda do? She goes, I sit
just
down
breathe.
And I thought,
right.
Breathe.
That's right. It
does make a big difference.
Yeah. Yeah. 10 big breaths. Really 10 big breaths will cut into your autonomic nervous system.
Fabulous. And all right, one last time, where can our listeners find you?
Yoga for Caregivers on Facebook. Yeah, and Yoga for Caregivers on YouTube.
Four.
Yes.
The number four.
Yes.
Y-O-G-A, numeral four.
Perfect.
C-A-R-E-G-I-V-E-R-S. Yoga for Caregivers.
Yay.
It's all good. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I know how valuable your time is and how tough it is sometimes to listen to a whole show. But you know that everything's housed on YouTube and on my website, lindaberhans.com. I so appreciate you, caregivers. Please appreciate yourselves. Give yourselves a hug right now. Give your loved one a hug. If you're a long-distance caregiver and you haven't seen your loved one in a while, go. It's time to go and see them. Because you may be in for some surprises. There may be some things you have to take care of. Because they're going to tell you all the time everything's fine. I love you guys. Remember, God loves you all the time. And have a delicious day.
And you need a helping hand. And nothing. Oh, nothing's going right. Close your eyes. And soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, yeah. See you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name. Now, soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will see you again. Spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? People can be so cold, they'll hurt you and desert you.
Will it take your soul?
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour.